In this bulletin, a doctor from a Brisbane hospital tests positive to COVID-19. Western Australians head to the polls this weekend for the state election. And in sport, Richmond pulls off a win against the Gold Coast Suns in the AFLW. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A hospital staff member in Queensland has become infected with coronavirus after coming into contact with a sick patient this week. It's believed the doctor from the Brisbane Princess Alexandra Hospital tested positive to COVID-19 and public exposure sites will soon be released. The hospital has entered a period of lockdown, blocking non-essential visits. However, the emergency department will remain open. Staff and patients will need to abide by strict mask-wearing rules. India's Foreign Secretary is reporting the United States, Australia, Japan and India will unite to send coronavirus vaccines across Asia by the end of next year. The Quad group of four countries plan to combine their finances, manufacturing and distribution abilities for vaccine access against COVID-19 in the Indo-Pacific. At a virtual Quad meeting, US President Joe Biden said the Indo-Pacific region is essential for all countries' futures.
The United States is committed to working with you, our partners, and all our allies in the region to achieve stability. And this is a group of particularly important because it's dedicated to the practical solutions and concrete results.
In Western Australia, Labor is predicted to comfortably win a second term of government after the state election this weekend. More than 750,000 people have already cast their vote ahead of the official polls opening on Saturday. Premier Mark McGowan is expected to lead Labor to victory against the Liberals' Zach Kirkup. Australia's former Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is being appointed as the next Secretary General for the OECD. Mr. Cormann will serve at the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development for the next 5 years. He says he hopes to strengthen economic recovery in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic and finalise a multilateral approach to digital taxation. The World Health Organization has approved the Johnson & Johnson vaccine against COVID-19 for emergency use listing. It's the fourth vaccine approval from the WHO and the first to be listed for single-dose usage against coronavirus. WHO Senior Advisor Bruce Elwad says he is keen to ensure this vaccine can be circulated quickly.
What we're trying to do is work with the company to bring that forward as early as possible, and we're hoping by at least July that we have access to doses that we can be rolling out, if not even earlier.
China says it is very concerned over Australia's offshore detention system and it is requesting its centres be shut down immediately. In a statement to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, China says the detention centres fall short and human rights are being allegedly violated. Asylum seekers who try to travel to Australia are being sent to Papua New Guinea or Nauru for processing when they are intercepted. China has also been accused of detaining millions of people in camps, including Uyghurs, in an effort to curb extremism. In the AFLW, Richmond has survived a tough contest, overcoming Gold Coast in Queensland on Friday night to win by 15 points. The Tigers led the game at half-time, but the Suns came back in the third term before Richmond sealed its victory. Richmond coach Ryan Ferguson says the team is growing in confidence, but he admits it is a short season.
That's been our goal for the whole season, improve every week, improve every training session, and we've got a few more training sessions and a couple more games to try and keep improving.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, morning rain 22. Melbourne, a dry morning with afternoon rain 26. Hobart, afternoon showers 24. Canberra, possible late rain 29. Wollongong, mostly sunny 28. Sydney, similar conditions and 32. Newcastle, much the same 32. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing 29. Cairns, a shower or two 31. And Darwin, a possible storm 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.